At some point during today's show, we have Bob Costas's rant, if you will. It wasn't so much of a rant. It was a well-spoken commentary during Sunday Night Football regarding the Redskins' nickname, the Washington Redskins. We'll play back. It's like a minute and a half long. We cut it down, cut out some of the extemporaneous, it's not the right word, some of the extra stuff out of there. And we'll play it for you maybe after the top of the 3 o'clock hour and get your thoughts on not only Mr. Costas's opinion of the Redskins nickname, but what you think about that. I'm already getting text messages in with all the same arguments. What about the Fighting Irish? I'm Norwegian. I'm offended by the Viking. We know all that. Okay. We've been hearing that ad nauseum for the past however many years regarding the Sioux nickname. But we'll get to it. We'll play and we can take all opinions after the top of the 3 o'clock hour. In the meantime, let's talk precipitation. Let's talk rain. Let's talk all of that fun stuff, because it seems as if the past few weeks we've been living in Seattle, Washington, and not Fargo, Moorhead, or Grand Forks, or Wahpeton, North Dakota. Let's bring in Greg Gust of the National Weather Service in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Mr. Gust, how are you doing today on this Tuesday afternoon?
Doing well. But you know that Seattle, for all the garbage it gets about being so darn rainy, is it gets very small amounts of rain very often. So
say that again now. It gets small amounts of
small
rain
amounts
often.
Very often.
Okay.
So this time of the year, and then as you get into November and December is when they get, you know, really wet. But again, they get the infamy of being always rainy, but in reality, I think they get on average less rain per year than Fargo.
How many sunny days do they get compared to wonderful Fargo, Grand Forks?
You know, they only get half an hour each day. No, they get a few. May, June, July, they get a break for a while, but.
It's a beautiful place. Now, let me say, I have not been there. I should say, everybody I know who's been there has said
it is
a beautiful place.
Yes. Yeah, beautiful place. It's a pretty mild climate, and you come over that, if you come out of central and eastern Washington, you come over Snoqualmie or any of the passes, and you drop into the Seattle Basin there, and you change from that brown of the western U.S., that overall brown,
mm-hmm,
and all of a
yep.
sudden you drop into lush, dark green, and it's like, wow.
it's a different world.
Yeah.
Speaking of a different world, it has been raining, it seems to me, a lot in the past several weeks, Mr. Gust. How much have we gotten in our latest round here yesterday and today, and how much have we received, generally speaking, throughout the valley in the past 6 weeks or so, 5 weeks?
Well, that was my segue from my brown lawn to my now green,
yes,
sparkly green lawn. Well, if you look at, you know, there's the difference between, say, a Grand Forks and a Fargo, just in general terms, is that Fargo, and really a strip from the Lisbon area up through Fargo toward Bemidji, there's been a strip in there that's generally been much above normal precipitation now for quite a bit of the summer into the fall. And it's a relatively narrow strip, but that strip in Fargo, as you've already heard and stuff, is pushing up on 30 inches of rain. So as of this morning, they were at 29.53, and I think you just about picked up that other half inch before things are finally winding down. So again, that's 10 inches above normal for this time of the year. But last year at this time, Fargo was 8 inches below normal. So that shows you how dramatically different we can be from year to year in this area.
That's how we get averages. I know that.
That's right. Like our January or February temperatures, you average about with our July ones, and we're a pretty comfortable place.
Yeah, how much have we gotten in October so far? What did
you
say?
Well, October, and let's pull up this. Okay, so just in October, the amount of rain, and I'm adding all those drops.
Sure.
So 3.86.
3.86 so far in October,
yeah,
which is already above average for the month of
right.
October.
Right, so
that's
an inch and 70 hundredths above normal. So for the month, and then as I said, for the year, it's getting close to 30 inches or so. It's not already past it. So again, that's big. But that's, if you go further south from Fargo toward Wahpeton, they are above normal, but not as, you know, maybe anywhere from 3 to 4 inches or so above normal for a lot of that area. So it's not equally as wet. And certainly, but again, it's wet enough so that these rains are causing runoff. Ditches have been flowing. Mm-hmm. Water is moving into streams. And mm-hmm. so we're talking in the next couple of days that the old Red River is going to come up toward the minor flood stage in Fargo again. So that's the good thing about this time of the year is it gives it a chance to get a little bit up of that up and out of the system. So
what's the forecast looking like the rest of this week? Are we going to get more precipitation, or is there any forecast between now and the weekend or in the next week?
Well, the good news is the rain shuts off today. Late tonight, after midnight sometime, we'll get some clearing in here, which means the frost button gets pushed. So we'll probably see for a lot of areas, especially in the South Valley, but even up here in Grand Forks, we'll see the big killing frost that'll finally come in, you know, to end my tomatoes.
I was just talking to somebody last night who said they're harvesting tomatoes like crazy out of their garden because we haven't had a frost yet. So
yeah.
It's going to end. That's going to end tonight. It sounds
like. And already my sister has said, oh, she's going to be out covering hers and hoping for one more week or so. But the point is that we'll be getting that cold air in. And with that, the rest of this week and even into next week or so, we'll be getting more of a cooler northerly flow. So it's not going to be warm and dry. But Thursday night into Friday, we have some sprinkly stuff in there. Not heavy sprinkles, but light sprinkles. And so we could be, you know, cooler, maybe a bit drier for the next couple of weeks. And I say that cautiously, because mm-hmm. we thought it was going to be warmer and drier for this last month, and it hasn't been.
It hasn't worked out that way.
So
the big question then that it's on everybody's mind, or at least it's on my mind, which I guess in my head counts as everybody, is what does this mean then for next spring? You're already going to be getting these questions, Greg. What does this mean for next spring?
Back to the early part of the story. See, Grand Forks has finally just come slightly above normal for precipitation for this year. So we're sitting at just, 18, just a little over 18, pushing toward 19 inches. So we're 10 inches less than Fargo for rain. And if you get closer, you know, so there's areas around here, it has not been uniformly as wet, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, with the soil deficit from 2012 around, you know, this soil is absorbing a lot. Of course, obviously, like I said, there's runoff in places like Fargo where there's so much excess. But it's early enough in the fall that the soil can recover a bit from this and absorb it a bit. If it was wet like this right now and it froze solid next week and then snow fell on top of it, it would be a little more of a concern. But we should have a few weeks yet of stabilizing, so that'll help get some out of the system. And you've heard me say this before, the old three-legged stool problem.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Really wet soil is only one leg of the stool, but the big ones are you got to have snowfall, and you got to have a lot of it, and then you got to have that nasty melt in the spring. So,
sure.
So, you know, this last spring, here I am bringing it up of my own volition, that thaw cycle, that incredibly long, unbelievably, boringly mild that fall, spring we had, that long spring, you know, gave us that break and allowed the ground to thaw and absorb it. If it gets wet, it doesn't absorb as much, but a gentle thaw like that can still help us even in a wet and snowy.
Oh, sure. And anecdotally speaking, my sump pump, I've been trying to pay attention. I don't think my sump pump has started running yet. And I looked in the sump hole yesterday,
yep.
And there's not a lot of water in there. So the soil was, I think, incredibly dry throughout the summer.
Anecdotally, down by Breckenridge, we have a report that sump pump, a couple of them have turned on. Nothing up in this side of the valley, I think, has been going yet. So.
Yeah, so we're doing okay, in other words. Yep. We don't need to be buying sandbags quite yet for next spring. So.
Not yet.
Okay, what's the winter going to look like? Give me the long-term forecast here before I let you go. How many inches of snow are we going to have in Fargo-Moorhead? And more importantly, when are my lakes going to freeze so I can walk out and catch some perch in North Dakota?
Your lakes are going to freeze sometime late December. And you're going to probably get, I would say, at least 40 inches of snow. We were going for the warmer and dry fall.
Yep.
And then, you know, January turning you know, abnormally cool and snowy. And so far, the dry and warm fall has gone to heck in the handbasket as far as the forecast. So, you know, I'll stick with climatological averages and say you'll have about 40, 45 inches of snow. And
yeah, I was gonna say the lakes always seem to freeze in late December. You rascal, you're just going by averages again, aren't you?
Our climate prediction guys, we had a call this morning talking about what's going on in the tropics, and there'll be another call Thursday morning, and from that they'll just about get ready to launch the winter outlook from that. So.
You guys are working and everything. Obviously, we got you a hold of you at work, so you haven't been shut down or shut out with the federal government.
They said, "Doggone it, you guys just keep on doing what you're doing.
Keep on trucking, Greg."
Someday
Gust.
We'll get paid for it. But you know how that goes.
Yeah, it's promised to you. So good luck with that,
okay.
Mr. Gust. Thank you. Always good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Mike.
Yep, you bet. Greg Gust of the National Weather Service.